Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
So I'm walking into my local bakery, you know, so they usually have news on the radio, and I said, so what's the deal with the music? And they said, well, it's Sinatra Sunday. And they were 28 years old to 32 years old, sitting in, having a cup of coffee, listening to a little Frank. They said it's the best way to ease into their day.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this.
Yeah, it goes well with your coffee while you're making pancakes, hanging out, reading the paper on your iPad. Ease your way into a Sunday morning with the sounds of Frank Sinatra.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is.
The show is called The Sinatra Hours.
What a lovely little piece of production that is. How are you, Dave? Nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Dave Plyer's in our studio.
What's going on, buddy?
You hear him weekends on WGN Radio late at night, and then again the next morning, and now we're going to hear you Sundays from 6:30 to 9?
6:30 to 9.
6:30 to 9 a.m.
So you can still get your Rick Pearson and stuff later in the day.
By the way, 11 to 1 on Fridays, is that
11
right?
11 to 1 on Fridays, yeah.
And then early on Saturday mornings, too, or Sunday mornings?
Sunday mornings, 3 to 5 will be an encore of the Friday show.
Got it.
Which is kind of cool.
But the one that, and hooray for you and us and all of that, but the one that people are really excited about is this Saturday morning show, a Sinatra music show.
Yeah.
Here on this AM radio station of ours.
Little throwback, Sunday morning, 6:30.
I like the sound and feel of that. And exactly what you were saying in that promotional piece, I think, is so true. I just think it fits the mood and the lifestyle of people on a Sunday morning.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about, you listen to Sinatra all day long, you can do it all day long, but that story about the bakery was totally true. When they first asked me to do it, I walked in my bakery, and they usually have the news on or whatever, and I'm like, what's with this? The Sinatra show is, well, we do this every morning. I mean, this is the best way to have a cup of coffee and relax and read the paper. And I thought, yes, got that.
But you've been a Sinatra file all along.
I have been. I love talking to the legends, actors, actresses, musicians, all that other good
stuff.
Well,
you do a lot of that, but is Sinatra always had a, you've always had a sweet spot versus Frank?
The whole Rat Pack.
Yeah,
seriously.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Downstairs in the last house we lived in, where we actually had room for a pool table, we had a great big poster of the Rat Pack, a black and white one.
Yeah.
They're playing pool. You've probably seen it before.
I know exactly the one you're talking about.
And so Dean's there, Joey Bishop is there, Sammy Davis, Frank, I think that's the five. Maybe Peter Lawford is there,
Peter Lawford.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Rat Pack. All five of them shooting pool with their drinks and their cigarettes on the table, and that's just sort of the image of them. What's your favorite Sinatra album?
Oh, I have to say Sinatra's Sinatra. I love Old Blue Eyes Is Back, because you really could tell there was so much emotion in that album, because he kind of retired and he thought he was washed up and done, and then he came back and recorded these beautiful songs, and you could just tell the pride in his voice as he recorded it.
Antonio Carlos Jobim and Frank Sinatra is a good LP.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The Main Event one, where he came back and did a live concert at Madison Square Garden, was an album that my friend Marty Seiler gave to me in 1979 when we were at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. And he goes, I know this is weird, because here we are in college, and we're a couple of guys, and I was going to Carbondale, and he came down to visit me, and he said, but just listen to this. Kind of on a weekend morning.
Yeah.
So I throw this Sinatra LP on, and I knew if Sinatra would pay any attention to him, and kind of became a fan because of that album.
Sure.
And then I just sort of collected the albums myself over the years, too.
What's pretty cool is, I mean, we purchased about 400 songs so far, but there's about 1,100 Frank recordings. I mean, because there's variations of the songs, there's live music and stuff. What really kind of ingrained me in this was about 7 years ago, I had met Don Rickles, and Don's manager, and I've seen him about a dozen times, so I'm a Rickles file, too, so whether it was Atlantic City or Vegas or here in Chicago, and his manager is Tony Opetisano, who was Frank's manager, one of Frank's managers since 73. And I would stand backstage with Tony, and he would try to squeeze in a million stories with me. And ever since Don passed away, I talked to this guy like once a month, and he's just pouring out his soul and telling the best stories.
Sinatra and Rickles' manager.
Yeah, Tony Opetisano. So Tony just got a book deal with Simon & Schuster to write the definitive book on
Frank. Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah. and he's agreed to sit down with me and just tape a bunch of stories. And we're going to kind of, it's going to be mostly a music show, but you're going to get a couple sound bites here and there of the people that, that knew him.
It's funny because there's a lot of ways to tell the Sinatra story. I remember when Kitty Kelly's book came out, and it was pretty gossipy.
Yeah.
I remember Larry King was interviewing Kitty Kelly about it, and he said, leave Frank alone.
Yeah, I bet he did. I bet he did.
Because Frank was a complicated character.
Yeah. You know? But there's a level of respect, I mean, for Frank. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, we mentioned even in the show opening, you know, Johnny Carson making fun of the mobster connections and all that other stuff. But this show will be obviously a higher level of respect for Frank during this conversation.
Well, and let's hear the music too. So you're going to be telling, yeah. So you're going to play like a DJ here at this old radio station of ours playing Frank Sinatra.
Exactly.
Records.
Exactly.
Now, if I do a Spotify channel and I do the Frank Sinatra channel,
yeah.
a Dean Martin song will pop up. Are you only going to do Sinatra songs?
Well, for right now, we're going to hit Sinatra. But actually, the week before Christmas, we're going to do a Christmas with the Rat Pack. So we are going to have a little Dean Martin, a little Sammy Davis Jr.
I'm okay with that. There,
right? Yeah. Because I mean, it's the vibe. It's the same vibe, right?
It would feel very consistent. But yeah. I'll tell you what, if you did 2.5 hours of Sinatra on any given Sunday morning, little chatter, little news in the background, I'm a fan already, and I haven't heard a bit of it.
Well, you know, and I've dug into a lot of the songs too, so I knew some stories, but now I'm really digging deep and thinking, you know, about, you know, Cole Porter loved when Sinatra recorded his songs, but he hated the fact that Frank would change the lyrics on every single song. But
I didn't notice that.
But he kept letting him do his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The arrangers that he worked with were just the best in the business.
Yeah.
And he was such a perfectionist, too. When you hear a Sinatra record, I don't know how many takes some of those cuts would take, but they demanded the best out of Frank. Frank demanded the best out of himself, and he demanded the best out of the orchestra.
He did. And, you know, his music on AM radio, that's how it all started for Frank, quite frankly, right?
Yeah.
And if you really want to hear it in all its glory, then tell Alexa to play, you know, WGN Radio on TuneIn, right?
So this will be Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
6:30 to 9.
And it will not be podcasted. It's a big music rights thing. So, I mean, you can only listen to it live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to email you my request.
Yes, okay. Yeah, please do.
What's the song you're going to open the show with?
It's Sunday.
Oh, very nice. I don't know that song.
I see, and that's the thing, too. So we're digging up. I mean, we can't do My Way and Come Fly With Me every single week. So we want to dig a little deeper and do some new music. So it's opening up with a song called It's Sunday. It was from the early 1980s. It was Frank and a guitarist and a mic in a studio, and that was it. And it is such an easy song. He's talking about reading the paper, having some coffee.
How nice. That's this Sunday morning.
That's this Sunday morning.
At 6:35, yes. Maybe after the news.
Sure, something like that.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, John.
Congratulations to you in advance. What a great idea. Have fun with that.
We'll do.
Sinatra and Plyer are back. It's 9:56 this Sunday morning, 6:30, WGN.